Welcome to Module 10, Breeding and Sales of Racing Animals. And in this section, we're going to talk about the equine. Horses, the basic rules of thumb. All horses turn 1 year older January 1, because we do race horses in groups that restrict to 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, and then later in the year, 3-year-olds and up. It is very beneficial that horses, since everyone is going to have to race in their age category as young horses, that you're born as close to January 1st as possible. Another rule of thumb, breed the best, to the best, and hope for the best. It is no sure thing. It is still an art. Although there's a lot of science to it, we find out that some horses that are from somewhat unknown parentage, both Sire and Dam, have come on to be some of the best and most famous horses down the road. For example, I use Silver Charm again, by a stallion named Silver Buck, whose stud fee is only $6,000. As opposed to some stallions or some horses who are by the stallion Stormcat, whose stud fee is $500,000. Catalog page analysis. If you are looking to either breed a horse to sell or buying a horse at a sale, the catalog page is what you look at. That's where you will get all of your information. It is somewhat the buyer's Bible. Some things that you need to look at. Black type. If any of the horses that are related to the animal that is on that catalog page is in bold type, that means it's either a stakes placed horse or a stakes winner. If it is bold type and the letters of the horse's name are all in capitals, that means that horse has won a stakes race. If the horse's name is in upper and lower case but still bold, it means it ran second or third in a stakes race. Are all stakes races the same? No. There's a nice article in your website that explains the kinds of stakes races. A stakes race could be worth $50,000 or $4 million, and certainly a stakes winner in a $1 million race is a higher caliber horse than a stake winner of a $50,000 race. Running. The genetics that follow horses as far as being race horses breed fairly true. So if you have a horse whose relatives and ancestors were good race horses, the odds that this one will be a good race horse is much greater than a horse whose family has not proven itself on the racetrack. So when we look at a catalog page, if you're looking to buy horses, you want to see a lot of relatives of that horse that have done well. The sire will be listed on the top of the page, and what we call the family, or the female side, is listed in detail on the bottom of the page. Families, or the female side, are very important in racing. When you look at values of horses, even if the mother of the horse you're looking at is unraced, if her sisters and her mother and all of the rest in her family are good runners, that can be the fact that she was not able to race for whatever reason, can be looked more so than a stallion or a sire who did not have the opportunity to race and prove himself on the track. You will see this time and time again if you look at the value, and I define value as sale price, of yearlings out of unraced mares as opposed to buy stallions of unraced sires. The words I use there, buy, if a horse is by Secretariat or Seattle Slough, it means that is the stallion, that is the sire, that's the father. If it's out of, it means that was the name of the mare. This horse that we're looking at is out of Bonnie's Poker. Stallion fees, as well as the cost of horses at the sale, increase as runners from that family or from that stallion get to the racetrack and prove themselves on the racetrack. Fees for stallions will drop dramatically if his first few crops of foals do not do well at the racetrack. Breeding to race versus breeding to sell. And breeding to sell is also known as being a commercial breeder. You are in the horse business with no intention of having racehorses. You are just providing the product. If you are breeding to race the horse yourself, you will look for value, talent. These horses don't necessarily have to be beautiful as young horses, but you'll be looking for a high percentage of runners. Maybe not superstars, maybe not looking to hit that home run, but the kind of horse that is a good quality runner. If you are breeding for the commercial market, you're looking at a crystal ball. We're breeding the mare this year, gestation is a year, and we're not going to sell that horse until it's almost 2 years old. So you've got a 2.5 to 3 year window that you have to predict what's hot, what will the market want. One thing that the market does seem to pay sometimes too much for are first year sires, the first crops of horses that were superstars at the racetrack. Those horses bring plenty of money at the sale ring. You also have to have a horse that's very attractive. Although speed and beauty are not related, these horses that go through the sales ring, these commercial horses, really have to be Miss America to get through and bring the big prices. Not only do they have to have good conformation, which is important for all racehorses, but they have to have that eye appeal. Some lines of horses are very plain to look at. They're excellent runners, but they're just horses. There's nothing striking that stands out about them. They may be plain-headed. They may mature a little more slowly. Those horses, whether it be the stallion or a mare that produces that kind of horse, do not do well in the commercial market because you don't catch the buyer's eye. Even when the offspring of those horses are the ones that beat you once you get to the racetrack. Some commercial breeders also are looking for just the very trendy genetics. They are selling the reproductive value of those horses. They are selling a genetic package. So they hope that the physical specimen looks good, but even if a horse has a very crooked leg or is not terribly attractive or slow to mature, some of the lines of horses and families are so valuable that as a genetic package, they still keep a tremendous amount of value. When you're deciding what area of the breeding or sales business you want to be in, you certainly do have to keep the cost in mind. I have a worksheet provided for you that breaks out the costs of producing horses. Here at the university, even with owning our own stallions and having horses on grass that we do not pay board for, a university yearling going to sales break-even cost is about $3,500. That's with very little expenses. Some people have found a niche in the market in which they pinhook. What's pinhooking? Basically, buying to sell. People will look for horses as weanlings or yearlings that they believe are either in a bad growth state or they've hit what's known as a soft spot in the sale. The right buyers were not sitting at the seats. Or something that looks like it just is not at its best. Or a family that the pinhooker will take the risk that the family will get hotter. That means the horse will be more trendy the next time it's offered for sale. So pinhooking means buy to sell. More often than not, there are people buying weanlings, and people have great talent at looking at a weanling and predicting that it will be a lovely yearling. They'll be the ugly duckling that bloom at just the right time. Others buy yearlings, and take the risk and put them into training and sell them at 2-year-old in training sales. An example of a one pin hook as a weanling, the horse Exploit, who was at one point the favorite for the Kentucky Derby before he was injured, a son of Stormcat, was purchased for $560,000. He was a very small horse. He was a May foal and sold in November, so he was only almost half as old as some of the January 1 horses sold at that sale. Even though he was small, his genetics were very valuable, and he fetched $560,000. As he matured, he got a little bit bigger, and the horse was sent back through the ring as a yearling, and the owners turned down $1.5 million for him. He went on to be an excellent racehorse, unfortunately was injured before he was able to compete in the Kentucky Derby. He was sent to the farm to be a stallion. He now breeds more than 100 mares a year at a $30,000 stud fee. His first foals are now available and have become very, very popular to the buyers. State bred programs. This is a program in which all states do it a little bit differently. Again, the racing business is more of a business of exceptions rather than rules, but a state bred program is intended to be a bonus for people to do business in the racing industry, whether it be racing or breeding, in that state. It supports the agricultural industry of that state and promotes and protects green spaces. It will also add value to the horses. For example, if horses are bred in California, that means they are born there and by a California stallion. In addition to the purse money that they win by racing, there will be an added bonus put in for the owner and or the breeder of that horse. Each state has its own version of encouraging breeding and racing of horses to stay within their boundaries.